Once again, Michael Feldman.
All right. Okay, thanks. Thanks, there. I'll look through these real quick.
That's the show prep you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
Well, you know, something that occurred to me while she was playing is that.
Yeah. Go ahead, talk.
I could be more successful if I had I need a nickname.
Yeah.
Like Gabe Mouth Brown.
Big Fat John Tooley.
I know.
Not too fat, not too lean. How about that? Too fat, too lean.
No.
I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm just, you know. Tupac Tooley.
Tupac, okay.
All right, well, I don't have time to read these, so we're going to go random into the audience. This is going to be very exciting.
They're all good.
Very exciting. Yeah,
great audience.
We'll go through all your cards here. And how is everybody? Pretty good? Yeah? Oh, okay, good. What's the thing to do tonight for someone from out of town?
Shank Hall.
That's it. Huh?
Go to Shank Hall.
In Milwaukee, yeah, but he wants something here to do tonight. Where is Jeff? Jeff Spada? Is that right? Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
What sort of entertainment are you looking for, Jeff?
Where the band's playing or just something.
No, this band's not playing anywhere, are you?
No, we're not.
No, they're not playing. Or what?
I'm stuck in class for 2 weeks. And
you're stuck in class? Hang on just a second.
Girl.
It's a cry for help, and being a radio host, we always respond to cries for help. You're stuck in class for 2 weeks. What sort of class are you stuck in? You're a little old for class, aren't you?
Just a little.
Yeah. Did they hold you back or something? Why are you still in class?
No, I'm work for a credit union in Cleveland, and we.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't be. It's the place to be.
Oh, okay.
And they have a management class that the National Association's doing, and we live in the dorm at.
Dorm are you in?
Smith Hall at Wisconsin. So for 2 weeks, we're stuck. They give us the weekend off and figured I'm in Madison. What do I need to see or do?
Well, you know, do what they do in the dorms. You flood the hallway and you slide down them on your trays.
No, we've been doing that all week. We need something for the weekend.
I don't know. Anybody have any suggestions here for what a guy who's, yes?
LaFette de Marquette.
LaFette de Marquette. You can go there. This it's in our Central Park there. On the east side there, Dickinson Street. Just ask around. You'll hear the music.
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Or ask a cab driver. They usually know what's going on. They can fix you up with almost anything. My three brothers are head football coaches in Wisconsin. Can you name them? Dean Rassmeyer. Are they all named Rassmeyer? Rassermeyer?
Rosemeyer.
Why don't you spell better, Rosemeyer? Does that say Rosemeyer? I don't think so. Where are you?
Right here.
Oh, hey. Okay, I'll try and get you here. This is like trivia or something about your family, which I'm not really, you know, how would I know? Basically, you have three football coaches, head football coaches in Wisconsin, and what do you do? Nothing?
I used to be a head football coach.
You did?
Yes.
Where were you a head football coach?
In Eau Claire.
In Eau Claire? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good teams in Eau Claire. I know that. I give up.
Well, one's in Durand. His name is Rodney. Yes, and one's in Gilman, his name is Robin. And one's in Colby, and his name is Jeff.
How do you like that? And they're all head foot, and you as well.
Yes.
Are there any other brothers who really didn't make it?
There are two others who didn't quite make it.
Yeah. How do you account for the abundance of, the odds must be 1 billion to 1 against having, four?
Four, yes.
Four head football coaches in one family.
Correct. Maybe concussion syndrome? I don't know. I don't
know. Was your dad a football coach?
He was a dairy farmer.
Okay, now this is getting. So I'm thinking something, maybe the hormones they're using or something.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
Yeah, we were pretty much.
They use that growth hormone on.
We didn't get that far.
No, you didn't.
No.
Well, there's no accounting for it then. How do you account for it?
Just a stroke of luck. I don't know.
Bit of a love of football, obviously, and you guys all played.
Yes, we did, and the families were quite athletic, and we'd have neighborhood baseball games, and my cousins would come over, and it was just a big family deal.
But But also, it's not just being athletic. To be a head football coach, you got to have some kind of personality. I don't want to say defect, but you know, you got to have that, yeah, like a sergeant major kind of thing.
Well, kind of, but you have to be able to get along with kids and parents and the whole works.
There's been a lot of fighting in here. I mean, you know,
there was some. Yeah, there's a competitive.
Where were you in that?
I'm the oldest of the group. I'm the oldest of the group.
So you were the pecker, not the pecky. Okay.
Tried not to be.
That comes up in trivia again. Now I know.
Now you know. That's right.
I have to try to memorize that. Nice to meet you, Dean. We always do that. After. All right. Thank you. Norman has to be told. How are you? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Did you play football in school or?
No.
Any sport at all?
No. Nope.
Did you ever try out for something and be rejected at least?
Oh, several times. Rejection, yeah, that was, yeah.
What was your sport that you didn't quite make?
Football.
I got a guy here sitting right next to you. He'd probably work on your game or something. Were you a tailback or what were you?
I was an end.
So you wide end, right in the stands, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you are?
Dave Farber.
I see.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay. Let's go there. You must have played. Did you play football?
No.
Basketball?
Yeah, a little basketball.
What'd you play for?
Archibald Blue Streaks in Ohio.
The Archibald?
Archibald.
Oh, the Archibald Blue Streaks.
Yeah. Yeah, an Archibald. Yeah.
How are they doing this year, the Blue Streaks?
Lousy.
Yeah.
They got to rename them then if they're not. Yeah.
Correct.
If they're not playing a Blue Streak, then they got to rename that team.
Correct.
Yeah. Still go to the games and everything?
No.
Not for life. Huh? I thought if you're a Blue Streak, you're a Blue Streak for life.
No.
Thank you. And you are?
Larry Hausch.
Thanks for coming. Nice to see you. Thanks for having me here. Okay. Rich Finger has Japanese beetles. What do you know about getting rid of them? You squish them. Rich, where is Rich? Squish them. I mean, what else would you do with them? You know, but they stink. Yeah, the thing about, I think they're called Asian beetles, by the way, now, because we don't want to point the finger. It is generally, they're Asian beetles. But what they are ladybug impersonators, which is what the thing that, you know, when I was a kid, the only pets I had were the ladybugs that came in under the windowsill in Milwaukee, my little room. And I'd play with them. We had a little ladybug circus and tie strings to them and put them in water and freeze them outside the window. Cool stuff like that. And you could thaw them out. They would survive that. But then these beetles came in and replaced them, and they are nothing like. Have you noticed that? It's really...
They don't have the same personality.
No,
totally different personality. And once again, I'm not saying this is an Asian. It's unfair that they were apparently brought in for some reason, weren't they?
I think so. Yeah, they come in like the north windows in Ohio. That's where we live. But yeah, they infested my daughter's bedroom. Yes.
And did she leave as a result of the infestation of the?
She just came back. Yeah.
The beetles will be back, and she'll be gone again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And if you squish them, they stink. So, you know, it's squish versus stink, really. Rich. Okay? But you've heard that one before. Okay. Are cows really happier in California? No, because they don't get the pot anymore. Thank you for... thank you for asking. Texting. Why do people text back right away, but when you call right after a text, they won't pick up to talk? Lisa. Lisa? Hi, Lisa. Okay. You were volunteered earlier. I'm going to get you now. She didn't want to be volunteered. Why is she, you know, you should volunteer himself. She was exactly right about that. You know, you have sunglasses on top of your head?
I know.
Do you use those once in a while, or you just stay up there permanently?
I don't need them inside.
Okay, that's a good point. Let's see. Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I get you. Stand up. How are you? Why was he trying to volunteer you earlier?
I don't know. He's from Arizona.
Okay. Does that explain it? I guess it does.
That explains it. Okay. Yep.
You know, I don't get this whole texting thing at all, because I'm not a texter, but you're a texter.
Not too much.
No. Yeah. You can't pick this up later in life, I've discovered.
That's right. That's why I'm having trouble.
No, and I don't mean you. I meant me, so I don't do it. But what is the thing now? You text them.
Well, my daughter, I'll text my daughter, and she'll text me right back. So I'll quick call her, because I want to talk to her, and I won't hear from her.
Yes.
Nothing.
I know.
It ends.
They don't use it for a phone.
No.
You think a phone is for a phone?
Yes.
My daughter's the same
That's
way.
Where her, I came from.
My daughter, Nora, her phone rings. She's astounded. First of all, because she's got this heavy metal ringer thing, which is, you know, which she enjoys hearing that, but she will never pick it up. And
no. So what's up with that?
They don't like actual human contact. The whole generation that doesn't believe in actual human contact, even by voice. You know, so you have to text them or you don't contact them. That's all I can think.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm glad we settled this. Okay, stop volunteering her.
She's my older sister.
Oh, she's okay.
Older? Thanks a lot.
Ooh, hey, a little family thing going on. How are we doing there time-wise, Norman?
Well, Michael, you have a maximum of 11 minutes.
Thank you, Norman. He's fitting right into this whole thing here. Free and loose Norman Gilliland, we call him. What's up with the ya-no in conversation, Wayne? Wayne? I got the feeling he's around here. Where's Wayne? That's him? I'm glad I didn't leave. I was thinking about leaving this row, and there's really no point. Okay, come on, Wayne. What do you mean, ya-no?
Well, you ever noticed in conversation where... There you go, that's it, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, no. One person will be talking to someone else, and in the middle of the conversation, they'll be, yeah, yeah, no, and then they'll go on and say something.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Around here or in Arizona?
You can hear it on the radio when people are interviewed or something. Or.
No.
That's it. Yeah. You got it.
It's not
irritating when you do it, though.
No, it is, trust me. Yeah, no.
Right.
It might be a local, is it a local thing? No, I mean, people say ya. Yeah. Do they say ya yeah in Arizona? Probably not.
I think so. I think
they're all from here. That's why they do it.
Exactly. You all end up down there eventually.
Yeah. No. Okay. Thanks, Wayne.
No problem.
Sit down now. Right. Okay. I didn't notice we did that. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Bill Franz in Cleveland, I think. He's in sales. Will you miss Click and Clack? Yes, I miss them terribly. Clack more than click. But I'm actually willing to take any car questions you have that cannot be answered by Click and Clack, because frankly, I can do as good. All I do is laugh at your car auto problems anyway, all these years. They laugh them off. And I can certainly do that with anything up to the early gremlins. Nothing before that, nothing after, actually, come think of it. Pediatric endocrinologist. No, I don't think so. That's the craziest thing you bought at a street fair. I don't know. How do you open up a Swiss bank account, Sandy? Huh? Are you really thinking about it?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't get it either, because if it's an unnumbered account, how do you make a deposit? What do you put on the slip?
I have no idea, and I don't know how much you need to start. Can I put in about $100 and open
a Swiss? I think you can start a Swiss account on 100 kronen.
Okay, well, I'm just looking towards my retirement years, and I thought maybe that would be a good way to start.
Yes. If you could get Romney's account number, you know, and transfer, you know, and...
He won't divulge any of that information. Maybe with this question coming in on a Saturday morning, it's Shabbos, so maybe he'll listen.
Yeah. Definitely on Shabbos, so you just will listen. We'll get back to you on this whole Swiss account thing. I have no idea. Anyone have a Swiss account? Why would we have one, really? They give away good things, maybe. They get like a socket wrench on a Swiss account. Krugerrand. You get a Krugerrand wrench. What?
Chocolate.
If you open a Swiss account and you get chocolate. Oh, cool. All right, that's worth doing. What was your favorite radio show when you were 15? Emma Blumreich, a kid at school. Hi, dear. How are you? Stand up, Emma. How are you? Where are you from?
Green Bay.
From Green Bay.
Yep.
Where do you go to school?
Notre Dame Academy.
Who's?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame Academy?
Yep.
The fighting.
No, that's the, yeah, tridents.
Tridents?
Yeah.
The fighting tridents. Tridents?
Tridents.
The gum, isn't it?
No, like T-R-I-T-O-N-S.
Triton, triton. What are they?
Like, I don't know, like a merman.
Fighting mermans? Notre Dame mermans? Like?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, good. And are you in sports or anything out there?
No.
No?
That's my sister.
Sister? She's in sports. What are you in?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics, of course. Did you try gymnastics? Didn't care for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You musical?
Not really.
No.
Don't really have any talents.
Oh, you certainly do. What's your favorite thing in school, for example?
Lunch.
I like it, Emma. And what's this? What was your favorite radio show when you were 15? Do you have one now?
Well, I like This American Life.
This American Life?
Yeah.
Oh, you do, really? You listen to public radio. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And then when you listen to music, what do you listen to?
Usually 106.7. Just
yeah.
Like,
yeah. What kind of stuff is that?
Just like indie stuff. I don't know.
Indie stuff? Yeah. And of that, who's your favorite currently?
Right now, Decemberus.
Oh, Decemberus.
Yeah.
You're pretty advanced. You got advanced. You got good taste.
It's her birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Yep.
Holy cow, it's her birthday. Emma Bloomer, what do we have for her birthday, Norman Gilliland?
Well, Michael, I think we could arrange for, how about the Sports and Spirit T-shirt from Appleton's History Museum at the castle?
How about something good?
Well, then, how about Lewis Robinson's officer-friendly and other stories from Random House. Some good reading in between lunches at
school.
All right,
I'm going to give you one more try. Got to be something in there. She's a 15-year-old girl.
All right, let's see. Okay, how about this?
Yes.
A Jazz at the Wharton Center black polo shirt from Wharton Center, East Lansing.
Okay, you get all that stuff and wear them alternately. Thanks for coming here. Thank you too. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And I get you to stand up here and do this. You are?
Susan Finks from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, Susan. Thanks for making the trip. Do the honors.
The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. And frankly, I'm relieved that the lawn is dead. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Everyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. Thank you very much. A little souvenir of your visit. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try the math quiz. Yes. Don't be raising your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you do this or this. If you want to play the quiz, if you... That is the most tentative. I mean, I used to teach school. That's why I stopped, you know, because my hand raised like that. Exactly. You are?
Gary Retzak.
Are you sure about this?
No.
I get that feeling. You want to come back and think about it, or?
No, we'll go ahead.
Okay, what? Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Gary.
I have no idea. My wife raised my hand for me, so that's probably the best reason. Yeah. I do whatever she tells me.
Okay, well, let's try and get you away from that a little bit here and make give you a little space here. Yeah, come on up here, Gary. Yeah, right. Have a seat right there. Right there, Gary.
I don't have to play piano after this, do I?
No, you don't.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about your childhood, if you like. I'd be happy to hear it. So, Gary,
Where are you from?
Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Manitowoc, beautiful Manitowoc. Mm. And what are you involved in up there in Manitowoc?
I'm still working. I work for a company, can I say, on the radio?
Sure.
Okay. Work for a company named Orion Energy Systems.
Oh, Orion Energy.
Don't, oh, too late. Can't take it back.
Orion Energy. What yes. do they do with Orion Energy?
We make energy-efficient lighting for factories, warehouses, and those kinds of things. And,
oh, cool.
And control systems.
And your end of that is?
I'm the director of training.
Oh, so you direct the training then?
Means I'm a means I'm a one-man training band.
Your training band?
Well, I'm the only person that does training there for the most part.
So. Really? So you have to train everyone in every department?
Mostly train salespeople,
yeah.
customer service people.
What's number one in sales? Number one?
Number one product?
No, the number one when you're training these guys, number one.
Oh, number one thing.
Number one.
Well, I do mostly the technical training.
Yeah,
so
but number one, you guys, number one.
You got to know your product.
Know your product, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of these guys don't understand.
Exactly.
They go in there, they haven't even done the research on what they're getting into.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to know your product. Okay. Number two is what?
Number two is sell, and always yeah. always be closing.
Always be closing.
ABC.
Yeah. Well, to me, Garrett, I would say, if it was me doing it, I would say know your product, number one. Number two, know your customer.
That would be number three in my book. But okay.
Number three?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
But you're probably right.
No, okay. I've never sold anything in my life, so I don't have really much. I have no sales skills or something like that. You got to be born, really, with some of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to believe in the product, you got to know the product, you got to know your customer.
Exactly.
And then you got to do the other thing you said.
Yes. Yeah. All that stuff.
Sell.
Always be closing.
Yeah, cool. Yep. Always be closing. Cool. You said I'm still working. Are you nearing retirement? Are you looking forward to?
A couple years yet. Yeah.
A couple years, yeah.
I'm having too much fun doing what I'm doing.
Oh, that's cool.
To retire.
That's cool.
Kind of like you, I suppose.
I don't see how, but if you say so, Gare. Start with me. So if they will play along with you on this quiz we're about to have here. How do they do that, Norman?
Well, Michael, if they want to play the quiz,
yeah.
they're going to pick up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Dial 800-942-5669, that's 1-800-WA-NO, or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
It's funnier when you say it, isn't that funny? Don't expect Norman to say that kind of thing.
That's it.
Norman Gilliland. Okay, here's the question. Sitting for more than 3 hours a day can do what to your life expectancy? This was sort of mentioned obliquely in the opening monologue, which is always oblique, come to think of it. Sitting for more than 3 hours a day can do what to your life expectancy? Been in the news all around the place. So we go to the phones right now, call in there, and you know the number. And it's Peggy from Nashville. Hey, Peggy, it's been a while.
Oh, yes, Michael, it's been a while.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I sure am. I'm working on a painting for the Tennessee State Museum.
You're working on a painting for what?
The Tennessee State Museum.
Oh, you are? Yeah. What are you painting this time?
It's the McCampbell House in Donelson near the airport. It's old, built in 1790.
Whoa, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. I'm bringing it on to the finish line here. It's looking real good. I'm real excited about it.
Are you out there now? You paint on site, don't you? Out there?
I paint on site. I'm not there right now. It's raining here now.
Oh, it is. You're lucky.
Yeah.
We haven't had rain since I'm up here.
We got a nice cool front.
Okay, Peggy, sitting for more than 3 hours a day can do what to your life expectancy, according to all of
it? It can shorten it.
Oh. Okay.
It could lengthen it.
No, all right. No, I think I'm right. Shorten it. Any idea how you could shorten it? How long? Or what could...
It would shorten it by, I think it could shorten it by as many as several years, I think. It's really
meaning two?
A couple of years at least.
Yes, okay, that's right, Peggy. All right, Peggy. You haven't qualified for the quiz in a while, have you?
I have not. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever qualify for the quiz? We've talked.
I did. I have in years past, even a couple of times or at least once.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me. Peggy, this is Gary.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Jerry.
I've never qualified.
Try and sell her some an implement. See what you how would you approach Peggy with?
I'd probably want to meet her in person. I'm kind of a relationship building type of person.
Oh, okay.
So I'd want to meet her in person and
yeah.
And then if I was going to sell her one of our lighting products, I'd demonstrate it to her and explain all the reasons she should buy it, save energy, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty qualified. You qualified here.
What would your opening line be? Have you thought about your lighting needs? Or do you want to save money?
It would be, hi, Peggy.
Yeah. He's good.
I'm a relationship guy, like
I
said.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. tell it to the judge.
Yeah.
All right, Gary and Peggy, you two are a team right now. You work together. And Norman, what categories have we?
Well, Michael, the categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Current events we should put first, and then all the others come after that. It's not your fault Mike Arnold screwed up the whole list.
That Mike, he's so unreliable.
He is, totally.
We'll have to work on him.
Okay. Those are the categories. Peggy, I'll let you pick the first one. What would you like to...
Things we should have learned in school.
Okay. Had you been paying attention?
That's the same one I would have picked.
All right. Ketchup. Ketchup comes out of the bottle at what speed? 0.028 miles per hour, 0.029 miles per hour, or 0.030 miles per hour. Talk it over now.
Peggy, have you done any research on ketchup?
No. There's a great joke about it from Pulp Fiction about the little baby tomato, and the papa tomato said, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And then he rolled over the baby tomato, and then he said, ketchup.
Yeah, that's out of Pulp Fiction, did you say?
That's out of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of Pulp Fiction for me.
That was a highlight of Pulp Fiction, but I didn't tell it right.
All right. That and the needle in the chest, I think, were the two highlights. That
doesn't depend on the brand. I know usually when I turn the ketchup bottle over, the first time you squirt it, you get a lot of water out.
This is not, this is a
it's after
glass,
the water?
The glass bottle.
Oh,
the, just
okay.
The,
okay.
Glass right. bottle yeah. of okay. ketchup.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Peggy?
0.028, 0.029, or 0.030 miles per hour?
I'm kind of inclined towards the slowest one.
Oh, that's 0.028?
Yeah, 0.028. How about you, Peggy?
I think that's right.
Yes, 0.028 miles per hour. Very good. Slower than a Galapagos turtle. Far slower. Norman, score.
One right.
Way to go.
You're getting it. You're getting it.
You it's are the higher math, but yeah. I'm working on it.
You're getting it. Okay, what's left there, Norman?
Well, let's see. That's...
Those other categories there, except for the one they just picked there. Which was...
Yeah, that would have been odds and ends.
No, that was school.
It wasn't current events, although it could
no,
have been.
No, that was school.
Okay, school. So remaining categories are people, places, and let's see, current events and science and odds and ends.
That's it. Okay.
Plenty to choose from.
Yeah. Gary?
Science?
Science it is. All right. All right, babies who spend time around one of the following have fewer ear infections. So it's babies who spend time around dogs, cats, or other babies. Have fewer ear infections, according to the Pediatrics Journal, which I get, I subscribe to. I don't know why. It's been years.
I hear a lot of discussion in the audience.
Is there?
It must be. A lot of people know this. Peggy, how about you?
Well, I love dogs. I have a little dog at my foot right here. And I haven't had an ear infection in a long time.
But you've had a lot of foot infections.
Well, Peggy, my dog died about 3 years ago, and I haven't had any ear infection since then either, so I'm not sure how much water that holds. But
that kind of negates the whole
We're talking about babies now. Babies who spend time around dogs, cats, or other babies have fewer ear infections.
I'm still inclined towards the dogs, I think.
Dogs?
Yeah,
okay.
Peggy?
Dogs? Yeah, I'd say dogs.
Yeah, dogs. They don't know why. I guess if they lick you enough, it's, prevented.
That's two right then, Michael.
Any wrong, Norman?
None yet.
Okay. Wow. What remains then,
the
Norman?
The suspense is really up there, though. Remaining categories are people, places, current events, and odds and ends.
Okay, cool. Peggy?
People. How about people?
People is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is a host of sins. The most disliked office activity for males. Is it the office baby shower, the boss's birthday, or the Dundies? The Dundee Awards, or the award, stupid awards that the boss might give out in a mock, sort of generous fashion.
I'm sorry. Now, the most disliked thing among bosses.
The most disliked office activity for males, male office workers, the thing they hate most that goes on in an office, you know, above and beyond the work.
Yes.
Is it the office baby shower, the boss's birthday, or the Dundies, or the silly awards thing that the boss thinks is funny?
Well, Terry, what do you think?
Well, I guess being somewhat of an expert, being a male, I would probably have chosen the baby shower. But
okay.
That was my first thought, was the baby shower.
Okay. That's her first thought, too. You want to go with your first thought, everybody?
Yes.
Should we?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Okay, all right.
Fine. Yeah. I don't care if you win or lose.
Okay. We have nothing vested in this.
It could have been something else, like maybe the Dundies.
No. I'm saying go with your instinct.
I think, number one.
Yes, the office baby shower. Not a male thing in general. What do you bring a baby for a baby shower? Well, you bring it. I don't know what to get, you know.
We're really good at this, Peggy.
You get a onesie or something.
I've never been to a baby shower.
Or a pack of onesies. You get a pack, three onesies.
No camels.
So now they've won the quiz, Norman.
That would be three right. They can.
They could quit right here, but they could go on for the mother load.
The mother load.
Is there a bonus round?
Let's go for the mother load.
There is. Yes. How do they do that, then, Norman?
Well, let me see.
If you don't know, I can tell you.
We answer the next two questions right, or we lose the whole shebang.
She has done this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Peggy. So do you want to do that? You want to go on? You get two questions right, you win everything. You get either one of those wrong, and you can go away with nothing.
What do you think, Terry?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's go for it, Peggy.
Let's go on.
All right. There you go. Very exciting. Very exciting. And what remains as far as categories, Norman?
The remaining categories, Michael, would be current events and odds and ends.
Oh, really? There's another third one, too?
Is there another one?
Do we do places?
Places. That's
current
right.
Events, places, and?
Current events and odds and ends.
And places.
Yes.
Any of those. Pick any of those.
I'll pick odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Let's see if it is. Yes. Do albino lobsters turn red in the pot?
Oh, what a question. Poor lobsters.
Poor lobsters,
yeah.
Do we have to win both of these?
Yeah, you got to get both of these right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Do albino
pressure's
lobsters...
Pressure's on. I didn't realize it was such a high-pressure show.
It is.
It is. Okay.
Do albino lobsters turn red in the pot?
Heavens, if I was an albino lobster, I was put in a pot, I kind of think I might turn red.
You think so?
I think I might, but on the other hand, I'd be missing the little gene pigment thing that makes me turn red.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was thinking.
Thinking about, too, if you're going to be this
albino
lobster.
Pigment, no red.
I say no, they don't turn red. They don't turn red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's thought this through pretty.
Yeah, she has. And I agree with you. There are no pigment.
Red. No, they don't. Okay. So that's, so you never know when they're done. That's really the problem.
I bet they do.
Why are you looking at your watch, Norman? Look, what's the score?
The score is 4 right and none wrong, Michael.
Okay, this is it then, right?
This is it for the mother load. Wow. It's make it or break it, or nothing.
So what remains then?
Remaining categories are current events and one more.
Places?
People.
Places.
Yeah.
Places.
So how do you keep the ring cycle straight if you can't do that? All right.
I don't know, but we've got a minute to do it.
What would you like?
Places?
Places? Okay. Oh, no, you don't want places. What's the other one?
Okay.
Current events.
Okay, here you go. Miley Cyrus. Now, her new tattoo is a quote from one of the following. Is it from Teddy Roosevelt, the Dalai Lama, or Frank Ocean? Miley Cyrus, new tattoo, is a rather long quote from one of the following. Teddy Roosevelt, Dalai Lama, Frank Ocean, need an answer.
10 seconds.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God.